Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM, Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, gather around the campfire in the forest to hear the story of Gurul, the young boy who came face to face with the rainbow serpent. And look, that's the story. Belongs to Gurul Storm Bird, and it's a book that's out and written by deadly author Trevor Fourmile. And we're going to catch up and have a yarn with Trevor, Boomy Fourmile, that is, and got the brother on the line. Trevor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor Tim. How you going, brother? Thank you, Bobby Brim, for having me on.
Now, brother, thank you very much for coming. And look, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, bro.
Yeah, so I'm originally from up Cairns. So I'm a Gimal Wanabara Yirinji, so I'm from the Cairns area.
Beautiful. So author of this deadly book, Gurul Storm Bird, before we get into that book, have you written other books or this is your first book?
I've written a few others. This one here has hidden a lot of prime time, basically, but the first one I wrote was about a cassowary.
Yeah.
As you will know, the rainforest, Gindarja there, and also a totem for our mob up north. So I wrote a story about that one and a few in between, and this one led me to the Stormbird.
All right, fantastic. Tell us the story about Gurul Stormbird. Open up the paint a picture there, gathering around a campfire in the forest to hear the story of Gurul, the young boy, came face-to-face with a rainbow serpent. So we're talking about a young brother come face-to-face with a rainbow serpent, and there he tells his story around the yarning circle. Is that the case?
Yeah. So it's about a boy who loves to hear about dreamtime stories, as all our mob would love to do. But it was just one fellow, Gurul, now who would love to challenge some of those dreamtime stories and trying to figure out why people are so scared of the rainbow serpent. So he decides to go on his own journey to find out for himself whether Gutu Gutu should be feared.
Yes.
And anyway, he tormented this rainbow serpent at the end, and the rainbow serpent taught him a lesson. So he said, from now on, you know, if you want to muck around and call out your name as part of this book, we're going to turn you into a storm for it. So every time you sing out your name, that rain will follow through. And it's also just a message for the younger ones. You know, don't test those boundaries. As you know, our mob, we always have hard heads in our family.
Strong heads. Five or six. That's right, brother. True. Four times I told you not to do that.
So I thought, no, it would be good to just to share that message. And it's part of my lived experience as well, you know, with growing up with Reagan at 2 years hard heads. So I thought, this is a good way to not only represent family, but also for the general population. You know, we've got a heart out there, but they all have their meaning and purposes in our family.
Sure.
So,
exactly. So could you say that this is a book for a younger ones? Is it easy reading, brother?
Yeah, definitely easy reading. I read it for like preps all the way to year six. Even the secondary kids actually be taken on this book as well. Because they want to learn more about our First Nation mob. So this is a good way to actually start them off. Hopefully they can do their own research towards other Dreamtime stories, especially from their own country as well.
Fantastic. So the book is out now, brother?
Yeah, so it's been out for a while. So one of the biggest one at the moment, the reason why more exposure is because of QPAC. So they're doing a school play.
Okay.
So the word's going around saying, you know, come and read this book here. So, yeah, go and check your bookshops. Should be at the Cairns, what, the Central? Cairns Central? There's
yes.
A bookshop there. Yeah.
Gurul Stormbird. So Gurul, G-U-R-R-I-L. Yep.
Yep, that's him, yeah.
All right, family. And two deadly brother. And so what's next on the cards for Trevor Boomy Fourmile, bro?
Oh, there's quite a few I was thinking about. One was about Crab story where they go out hunting for the younger ones, trying to teach his kids about connection to country and how to hunt and gather for our ways.
Yeah.
There's another one I want to my ancestor was around scary stories, because especially going camping out there or going out towards Yarrabah.
Hairy man.
There's a lot of ghost stories that I grew up on, so I want to actually share those stories as well for us good ones.
Yeah, good, brother. Is this a full-time gig for you, Trev?
No. So I work at a school full-time job. So in between, when I have my times off or on the weekend, I'll go out and ride whatever inspires me outside. So I'll go out bushwalk, and I thought, you know what, I want to connect the cans and trying to think about stories that links to that. So my full-time job's at an independent school in Springfield called Yimba Yumba.
Yep.
And then my days off or in between work, I'll just basically drop some points and start riding.
And do you teach at the schools, Trev?
No, I look up some kids in care, but also some art eds as well. That's a good way to talk about guru.
Yeah, just
make sure they're right too, and trying to support them and their families outside. So if there's anything I can do, I'll kind of be that advocate and trying to link them up with service providers outside to make sure everything's right, you know, when they come to school.
Well, true cultural man and true entrepreneur, just in your spare time, write a book and look fantastic, and more power to you. Thank you for sharing, my brother. So the book is out, Gurul Stormbird. So go to a bookstore near you or go online. As if you're not online, then you're in line. Either way, go get the book. Brother, thank you for your yarn. Keep doing what you're doing. A big shout-out to all your family, all your clansmen, brother.
I appreciate you. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
Take care. See you, Trev. Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
A deadly yarn there, Trevor Bumi Gul, 4 Mile, his name is, author of Gurul Stormbird, Gurul, G-U-R-R-I-L. So easy reading, and look, great for a kid, story kid. So a cultural story, and talking about young brother there gathering around the campfire in the forest to hear the story of Gurul, the young boy who came face-to-face with a rainbow serpent. So have a read, your mob. Do check it out and add that to your library. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother on that deadly number, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Thank you.
National Talk Black.
Sea levels to rise. Delay in global action will jeopardize the small amount of time we have left. To secure our island life into the future, Gasamana!
The keepers of the country. It's your boy MSP. Ecole. I ask that for worry. Worry be long, I like a semi. Ecole, take me go.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, let's talk money. We're talking funds. Funds available for climate solutions. First Nations communities encouraged to apply. Up to $650,000 available for community leaders to drive change. And we're talking from the FRRR, that's Foundation of the Rural Regional Renewal. With that, I'm going to talk to the climate solutions lead from FRRR, and that's Sarah Mathi. We have Sarah on the line. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm wonderful. It's great to be talking with you.
And great to be talking with you. Thank you for coming to the program. So, yeah, money's the tool. Here it is, up to $650,000 for community-led leaders to drive change. As of May 1, so there's money available in regarding funds available for climate solutions. So enlighten us, please.
Yeah, sure. So we've got a wonderful pool of funds available for not-for-profit organisations in communities across remote, rural and regional Australia. So it doesn't matter where you are, as long as you're outside of a metropolitan city, to apply for funds. And really, this grant program is seeking to back local leaders. So you know what's going to work in your community.
Yes.
You know what's going to work in your context. Our climate is changing, but we can do so many different things to activate solutions in different ways that will help each of our communities. So this $650,000 available to back local leaders to be enacting solutions. And that's what we've got on offer at the moment.
Fantastic. Looking at here, there's two streams. Stream one is engage and deliver, grants up to $20,000. And stream two, scaling, grants from $20,000 and $1 to $75,000. So let's talk about this, these streamings. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. So we have more funds available for Stream 1, so they're the smaller grants of up to $20,000.
Yes.
So really that can be all sorts of different initiatives. It can be everything from bringing people together on country. It could be having talks and education. It could be putting in solar panels and batteries into your system, or it could just be having... bringing people together so that we can have chats about what we can do from a climate solutions focus. We've had some organisations do cultural monitoring of how their country is changing in the past. And then the larger grants, up to $75,000, we've had organisations like Will Year Junta, who you've had discussions with before on the show, Trevor, talk about community sensitive design in housing and how we can be actually designing the houses that respond to the context of the current environment that we're in, and making sure that they're culturally appropriate in all of the design facets, so that community's leading that work. And then we've also had things like Nadara Cooperative up in Borroloola, where the team there are looking at community owning and leading their own microgrids, so that they can be reducing their reliance on diesel generators and the prepaid energy cards.
And when you look at it, it's a fantastic opportunity. I mean, look, funds, money is a tool and using a tool, but then you have the input of a cultural knowledge to help in regards to the climate solutions, you know, and working on country. No one knows country better than the people who live on country. So it's a great opportunity, isn't it, Sarah?
Yeah, and I completely agree with you. The knowledge of country and how it's changing and what's going to make a difference and what will make a difference to our lives and our livelihood, but also the country itself, is so important. And that's the sort of stuff that we're really keen to be backing. And as you say, money is just a tool. But really the gold is in being able to support all of the people across the different communities to run the ideas and the solutions that are going to make a difference for them.
Fantastic. So where do people apply? How do they apply?
Yeah, great. So our website is frrr.org.au, and that's F with three R's after it, so frrr.org.au. We also have a Grant Seeker webinar coming up next week on Wednesday the 14th. So you can register for that webinar if you do want to jump on and hear directly from our program managers.
Good.
But you can also just give us a call. So the call number, the number there is 1-800-170-020, and you can just jump on and have a yarn with one of our great grants officers to just chat about your project and what you're looking to do.
Good. Sarah, that number again, 1-800?
1-800-170-020.
020, lovely. Thank you very much. Well, that's fantastic. So, look, as of now, well, after 1st of May, the applications are open, but they can converse with you guys as well. But, Sarah, thank you for the yarn. Fantastic. Have a great day and all the best to your team there.
Yeah, thank you, Trevor. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Sarah Matthey, her name is, FRRR Climate Solutions Lead, and FRRR is Foundation for Rural Regional Renewal. So do Google them, check them out, or go to their webpage, FRRR.org.au, and look at the opportunity application to apply for funds available for climate solutions. First Nation communities encouraged to apply. So do that, you mob, and do check it out. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. song. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call in that number. Yarni with the Ballie on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yarnup Strong, National Talk Black?
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it, be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
Listening to National Talk Black.
Get
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dindi Country as BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, New Mob, 1-800-422-416. Now, Clancestry returns bigger than ever with 2 weeks of Indigenous Arts. Clancestry Queensland Performing Arts Centre's signature First Nations Arts and Culture Festival returns this year from 23rd July to 10 August with this most ambitious program yet. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Bradley Chatfield, QPAC Head of First Nations Programming on the line. Bradley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much coming to the program. My brother, before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
My mob are Kamilaroi, Coonabarabra, Northwest New South Wales, but I grew up on the lands of the Boonwurrung, Woiwurrung people in Melbourne.
All right, beautiful, beautiful footprint, and a big shout out to you, mob. Thank you very much. Clancestry Queensland, here we have it, Performing Arts. Tell us about this space and how long has it been running for, Brad?
Clancestry originally started back in 2013, and it's been going 4 to 12 year period, and we just sort of keep building the program. It's had a couple of years of downtime due to a couple of floods and fires and pandemics, but you know, we keep building.
Resilient,
and
resiliency.
Become bigger and stronger.
Exactly. So what can we expect, and tell us about the art space, and who's involved, brother?
Sure. So this year we've got some fantastic in-theatre shows. We've got The Visitors by Jane Harrison, which has just done a tour around Australia, and it's off to New Zealand after its premiere season in Sydney. Mm. We're celebrating Black History Month with His Story and Her Story on the Melbourne Street Green, which is a free event. We have our weaving workshops, which are also free. We have Water, which is a collaboration with the QSO and Paul Grabowski with Daniel and David Wolford that are coming down from Arnhemland to do some music in the concert hall, which will be fantastic. Look, we've also got Bangarra Dance Theatre coming back at the yearly season with the Loom. And I'm just going to keep talking until you tell me to be quiet because I've got so much stuff on.
No, beautiful. It's a smorgasbord conversation, so continue, my brother, yes.
Oh, fantastic. We've got Electric Fields with the Queensland Symphony Orchestra, which is fantastic. Obviously, they've come back from Eurovision last year, and we're really happy to have them perform with Queensland Symphony Orchestra. We've got the biggest mobs where we've got three young up-and-coming First Nations male artists that will be a part of that evening on the 1st of August. We've got our live art, which our mob words get painted on site. We've got a fantastic show called Art of Song with Megan Samardin, Soul Child, and Jess Hitchcock. Also on the piano will be Paul Grabowski for an evening in the concert hall. We've got two fantastic nights of mob music on the Melbourne Street Green with eight First Nations killer artists, and they're fantastic and deadly. We've got our Sparks play reading, and we've got our kids' weekend full of workshops, performances, art, and everything that just goes with a fantastic weekend for children's entertainment.
So the program, where can people find the program?
The program, if you go to qpac.com.au, you can go on to What's On in Clancestry. Cool. And what you'll have there is we've got the full program as well. And this year we're also doing something exciting. We are umbrellaing Black Day Out, which music by Christine Arnoux, Miss Canina and Thelma Plum. which will be on at the Princess Theatre in Brisbane. So we're umbrellaing that this year as well.
Good.
So there is definitely so much to do over the 2.5 weeks of Clancer Street.
And you look at this platform as a, educational space, but also empowering our First Nation people who are in business or our artists, entertainment, all the above, like a five-pronged spear, you would say, my brother.
Yep. With our procurement, anything that we get outside of Clancestry to work, even just our coffee cups and things like that, we celebrate all First Nations businesses and artists. And, we just really try and put First Nations excellence on stage and off stage through the whole 2.5 weeks.
Fantastic. Well, look, it's a date claimer there, 23rd July to 10 August, all happening very soon, and an opportunity for engagement in more ways than one. My brother, thank you for sharing. They can go to the webpage, as you said.
Yep.
QPAC, is that right?
QPAC.com.au, /what's on/ Clancestry, or just look up Clancestry 2025 QPAC. It'll take you straight to the site, and every bit of information that you'll need will be all in the one spot. We'll also have our printed programs out soon, and obviously with NAIDOC and Family Fun Day, all of our print materials will be out for community to use as well.
Brother Bradley, love your work. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you, the mob there, the team. Thank you very much. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Thanks, Trevor. I really appreciate it.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye.
You too.
Beautiful yarn there, and that's Bradley Chatfield, QPAC, and the head of First Nations programming. And we're talking about the Clancestry returns bigger than ever with 2 weeks of Indigenous arts, and all happening from 23rd July to 10 August. So do check out their webpage and near venues near you. So do check it out. And like I said, a fantastic opportunity to see Indigenous art, see support Indigenous businesses, and get entertained, get educated, and all the above. So in your hands, there it is. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn for yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. And a big shout out to the NERS team. Yarn up strong here on your program, National Talk Black.
Just think of a place that you'd like, where everything's gonna be alright now. So make way for a positive day, yeah. Let the sun shine in your life. There's one question I really love you to say now. If Jah didn't love, why would I be here today? Yeah. So why don't we give thanks to Jah?
Thanks to Jah.
Because he's the only way. Yeah, I say, Cha-cha is the only way.
Your only way.
If not for him,
if not for
where
him,
would we be today? Let me sing. Cha-cha is the only way.
Your only way.
If not for him,
if not for
where
him,
would we be today? A new day is dawning. Oh, why is there smoke in the air? Mother Earth is rebelling. Why? Before many more will have to suffer. things are not the way it used to be now. I won't tell no lie.
Tell no lie.
Please believe in Jaja.
Oh, I believe in Jaja.
Because he's the only way. Yeah, I say Jaja is the only way.
Your only way.
If not for him,
if not for
where
him,
would we be today? Let me sing. Jaja is the only way.
Your only way.
If not for another on the way. Before many more will have to die. Don't ask me why. Let love come running in. Hear that musical stampede. Mother Earth's mind
spinning, confused with confusion.
Father's heart's for us, but
we don't want to listen.
Please believe in Jaja.
Oh, believe in Jaja.
Because he's the only way.
I and I say Jaja is the only way.
Jaja is the only way.
Your only way.
If not for him,
not for
where
him
would we be today? Jaja, Jaja is the only way. Jaja, Jaja is here to stay. Jaja, Jaja is the only way. Jaja, Jaja is here to stay. Jaja, Jaja.
Take back identity. Show strength in the face of your enemy. Take take it back to the start. Show me who you are. Let's take it back to the start. Show me who you are. Let's take it back to the start. Let's take it back to the start. Let's go back to the start. Show me who you are.
National Talk Black.